Welcome to the daily VFN Radio Highlights at VFNTV.com. Enjoy.
Well, you know, guys, God's news behind the news, and we try to share what the Lord is leading us to share, you know, every day. And as you guys know, on a more serious note, you know, Israel right now is in a serious conflict right now with Hamas down in the Gaza Strip.
Right.
And for the last couple of days, last week, we were sharing about this, and we just want to continue just to share. I mean, listen, we have VFN Radio listeners every single day that are tuning in, that are getting plugged into the VFN Radio, and they're hearing a lot of stuff, information on the news, but sometimes you don't have the story behind the story. They don't see, well, maybe what God is sharing, prophetic insight into what's happening. We were so blessed to have Greg on Friday, and if you haven't listened, wasn't that awesome?
That was great.
I mean, you just let it rip. I mean, it's just so good. Oh, yeah. Listen, if you haven't got a chance, you need to go to the VFN Torch, VFNTV.com, click on the Torch, and the very top highlight there is called Living in the Fulfillment of Prophetic Times.
Mm.
This is so important because what's happening in Israel, I mean, God's already shared this with us in advance. And what's happening right now, what you're seeing prophecy being fulfilled, what's happening right now is that Israel is having to defend itself.
Mm-hmm.
And the prophetic word is the first shot that Israel had to shoot off to defend itself, I mean, it was not going to be good.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, Hamas, which is a radical terrorist organization that governs the Gaza Strip, I mean, terrorist organization recognized by many countries, including the United States, this is not, you know, has been firing rockets into southern part of Israel. And this year alone, close to 822 rockets. That's up from 650 or so from last year. And it's like, you know, enough is enough.
That's right.
And Israel's not going to stand for it anymore. You know, it's just, they just can't. You just cannot continue to allow rockets to come. I mean, why would you do this? It's like, this makes no rational sense. I'll tell you why they'll do this, because their manifesto, their whole main mission is to eradicate Israel.
Right.
They don't recognize Israel. And so Israel has had to they took out their one of their military leaders in a strategic surgical pinpoint position. If you haven't seen the video, it's the Torch. Go to the Torch, type in Israel, and you'll see this circle thing, this target that's just following this car. And then there was a car.
And then there wasn't.
It wasn't. Just like that. I mean, that alone should go, you know, rut-row. Don't think we should need to be messing with them anymore. You know, they know where we live. They know where we drive, you know?
Right.
And so Israel's had to defend itself. They have to put their Iron Dome up, a dome which intercepts rockets. And speaking of that, you know, just over the weekend, about 65 rockets have been fired into the south, at least, just Monday alone.
Right.
And about 24 of them were intercepted by this Iron Dome strategic missile thing that they have that intercepts these rockets, which has been really good.
Mm-hmm.
But remember, you know, this administration has gone around supporting all the other countries around them.
Mm-hmm.
And now they have to deal with them. I mean, they had to deal with Syria not too long ago, which is on the northern part of the border.
Right.
You know, and then with the shells that are coming across into the Golan Heights, saying, listen, that cannot spill over here. Plus, they're concerned about those weapons that they have that fall into terrorist hands.
That's right.
And to be used against Israel. Now they're having to respond to a situation here in the south with Gaza. Mm-hmm. And the Prime Minister, Benjamin Netanyahu, is saying, listen, you're not going to do this to our civilians. We will defend ourselves. Now, right now, there's a lot of support behind Israel.
Mm-hmm.
From the United States and other governments, which is a good thing.
All right.
People are standing with Israel. But as well, one of the prophetic words was that, you know, if we divide up the land of Israel, that, you know what, our land's going to be divided.
That's right.
And when we suggest about going to 1967 borderlines, when we start talking about giving up land, when we start talking about doing all these things with God's people, we're going to suffer the consequences. You can't go around poking your finger in the apple of God's eye. You just can't do that.
Yeah. Nope.
I mean, the Bible's very clear. Those who bless Israel will be blessed, and those who curse Israel will be cursed.
That's right.
And you know, we need to know. And now you're looking at petitions and signatures that have been sent from citizens all across the United States, 34 states, and I think, and counting. I'm not sure because I'm not really keeping up with that. Mm-hmm. But we've already shared about this previously. That's why we're not, you know, continuing to share it. But mm-hmm. 34 states are trying to secede. People should secede from the United States.
All right.
It's not a light thing. That's not, you know, you're talking about people that were willing to put their email and their signature, which, you know, come on, that's not, you know what I'm saying? Hello. All so right. We want to continue to pray for Israel. We want to continue to get, you know, support for Israel. Listen, right now, the situation is such that there is support for Israel.
Mm-hmm.
Today.
That's right.
Today. But we don't know what that's going to look like tomorrow.
That's right.
And so it's one thing to stand strong when everybody's with you, but it's another thing to stand strong when people are starting to leave and now it's not, you know, exciting in public opinion polls. Are you going to stand?
Right.
Are you going to stand? And so we want to be able to, like I said, pray,
mm-hmm.
be informed, and realize that, you know, all this has already been shared. God's already told us this.
Mm-hmm.
So it shouldn't be taking us by surprise. But we do need to pray for them. We right. do need to pray. God is the one that doesn't sleep, who doesn't slumber. He's the one that watches over Israel.
Right.
And for us who are believers, the VFN Radio is for the church. Listen, we also want to pray not only for the protection of the Jewish people, but we want to pray for their salvation.
Mm. That's right.
We want to pray not only for their salvation, for their protection, but we also want to pray for the protection of Israeli Americans. Mm-hmm. You know, in the Northeast and around the country, there's pretty big population of Israeli Americans. Here in New York, as soon as the conflict started, NYPD was released to secure different synagogues and out there. And this could be all sorts of backlash. But let me tell you something: God's kingdom is going to continue to advance.
That's right.
We want to continue to share the hope of Jesus Christ, the love of Jesus Christ, and continue to do the best thing that we can do. Publicly support and prayerfully support the nation of Israel.
Right. Yeah. And actually, I don't know if you heard this, but there's been 8,000 rockets been fired in Israel since 2001.
8,000?
8,000. Can you believe that?
Wow.
8,000. And if you ask me, yeah. I think Israel's been quite patient.
Yeah, know? Way too patient.
You know, quite patient, and they've tried so much, you know, with diplomacy and all the type of stuff. And now they're trying to get Egypt involved in this, mm-hmm. you know, truce and a ceasefire. But, you know, Egypt is different than Egypt, the leadership that was in Egypt before. You
right.
know, when Hosni Mubarak was the president and mm-hmm. he was dethroned,
right.
taken out. You know, he had an agreement with the United States, and he was able to keep peace on the border of Israel for, I believe, something like 40 years.
That's amazing.
And there's a long stretch of border there that Egypt and Israel share.
Right. It's about 80 miles long.
Think about that.
Yeah. It's not very long.
80 miles is well, a considerable, yeah. considering Israel. I mean, that's a pretty decent stretch.
Yeah, you're probably right.
So now with the Muslim Brotherhood in power, you think, can they really negotiate? It's not the same Egypt that it was before. So this is just a thing that requires a lot of prayer. Mm-hmm. But I know this: God's in control. He holds the heart of the king. You know, kings come and kings go. That's one thing we see. But God remains the same. God remains the same.
Mm-hmm.
Right now, Israel needs all the support that's necessary. And there's a lot of people right now that are saying, "Hey, we support." Words are words.
Right.
Okay. But we got to look at fruit and actions many times. And right now we have the president saying that he supports Israel, yet at the same time, he's behind the Muslim Brotherhood and supporting them. And so
right.
really, we're, you know, how can you support the enemy? You
both,
know what I'm saying?
Right.
What's really happening here? And remember that the Muslim Brotherhood is the one that is supporting Hamas. The Hamas is the military arm
mm-hmm.
of the Muslim Brotherhood, who now has Egypt as its president. That's the person that's, you know, Morsi Right. He came from the party of the Muslim Brotherhood. So you got to look at kind of the big picture of what's happening here. And this is so important. You know, that we have an administration that just by the past, by fruit alone, you know, the Bible says we shall know them by their fruit.
That's right.
Not necessarily by our words. And the fruit has been. Things can change.
That's right.
We're just looking at fruit.
Mm-hmm.
Fruit has been that, you know, you go on a tour, and the very first thing you do when you get into elected office, the very first international speech, you go to Cairo, Egypt, you invite the Muslim Brotherhood at the time.
Mm-hmm.
At the speech, you empower them, and then later they overthrow Hosni Mubarak, who didn't even show up to the speech.
That's right.
You visit all the other countries and have not set foot in the greatest ally that America has in the Middle East. That's Israel.
Right.
And we're considered your friend.
Mm-hmm.
Recently, there was no support of Jerusalem as the capital of Israel. But then all of a sudden, it's amazing that once, you know, everyone's running for election, at that time, all points become very clear. Everything becomes clear. Everything becomes certain. Mm-hmm. You know, but why does it even take that long? Why does it take that long? You're looking at rockets that are being fired and have been fired since 2001 completely into Israel, the southern part of Israel. Over the weekend, as this escalation has increased, you had rockets that have hit, that have been fired at Tel Aviv and even Jerusalem now.
That's right.
I mean, where are these weapons coming from? They're coming, Iran supporting them, Hamas. You have the Muslim Brotherhood. And it's like, you know, these are like chess pieces moving. And so although we're hearing, yes, their support from President administration, how can you have one support for Israel and then with another hand saying that you're supporting the Muslim Brotherhood?
That's right.
Mm-hmm.
And it's just a very, very serious time. It's a very serious time. And not to be fretful, not to be, you know, worrisome. Israel is more than capable and has the technology and the resources and everything they need to be able to deal with Hamas.
Mm-hmm.
But it's everything else that comes with that.
All right.
It's the radical terrorists that their sole aim is to destroy Israel. And so be prayerful, be supportive. You know, we've talked about supporting organizations like CUFI, Christians United for Israel, mm-hmm. and Avi. Ms. Arahi and Duguet Ministry, friends of ours in Tel Aviv.
Mm-hmm.
And we want to continue to pray for them as they've been on the front lines sharing the gospel for years in Israel. And so this is interesting what's gonna you know, roll out. But I tell you one thing, we must stand. We must stand and not be fooled by words, because at this point, talk is really cheap. We need to see fruit.
That's right.
We need to see fruit. If you're going to stand, if this administration is going to stand, if we're going to stand, let's see it in policy. Mm-hmm. Let's see it in the real deal, if you will.
That's right.
You've just been listening to the highlights from the Daily VFN Radio program. Don't forget to share them with your friends. Find more and listen to the Daily VFN Radio program in its entirety at VFNTV.com or with the mobile VFN TV app on your mobile phone or device. That's VFNTV.com.